This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Pondering Nerdcast. This is episode 78. And here with me on this mid-afternoon, evening, early evening Saturday is Alyssa Spector.
Hello, hello.
And Dwayne Samuels.
Hi, buddy.
Nate is in La La Land. He's sleeping. I don't know. Well, we don't really know.
Yeah, I knocked him out. Put it that way.
Yeah, we don't. We're not sure. But so suffice it to say, we were waiting, and you know, he was. So he had some nights. But anyway, so let's get right into it, shall we? We're gonna jump into some tech, not news per se, but like a lineup of tech, like actual hardware. If you are a PC gamer or you use your PC to, you know, create content, these things will help keep your computer nice and cool. And what I would say is, you know, this is like a list of like the best closed loop liquid coolers for your gaming PC. You can also use this for like if you do a lot of 3D modeling or rendering and stuff like that. So this will help keep your processor nice and cool and chilly. And like anything else, the best ones always cost the most money. So like we just run down the list real quick here. So I think the one at the top here is from Thermaltake, and they have pretty lighting. Those are called RGB lighting. That's like the rage now. Everybody and their mama want one.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it's like if you want to get your case to like light up and shit. Because usually how you would do this, you would mount this. That the fans are like the radiator, and like it like siphons the heats off and just throw it out into your space wherever you are at. Like this particular one has like a little controller in it, so you can like, I'm assuming you can control the speed of the fans or maybe the lights that are happening around the fan, who knows.
I'm not really these are the ones that will get the non-tech people, because they see the pretty lights and everything, they're like, oh, it's cool. Let me get it.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive as well. Like, it has, you know, it's three fans, a radiator, and then it's a closed loop. I should explain what a closed loop water cooling thing is. What it is just it's like these tubes that come out of this like kind of like a reservoir, like an enclosed reservoir. So there's like some sort of water in there, and you put that over your processor, and then based on the cooling and heating that comes off of your fans and everything like that, it would help keep and regulate your the temperature of your processor so it doesn't overheat or gets too hot. Or if it does get really hot, then it will help keep it at a particular temperature so it doesn't shut down. And because if your processor gets too hot, your computer will shut down, and you will have to sit there for several minutes before it cools itself off.
So it'll be like the Note 7, just boom.
Yeah. Except they're way smarter than the Note 7. like you won't have to, like, you know. But that one is like $168. That's not bad. It's not really, if you're like building your computer or you're looking for something. You know, because three fans can be a little, you know, probably a little noisy, but you know, it is what it is. So if you want like a jet engine sound, go for it. The second one they have here is a Corsair Hydro, and I have a Corsair. Like, I have one for my computer build. It's not this particular one, because this one has two fans. Mine only has a single fan, because I don't do a lot of gaming and stuff like that, but it's like super quiet. So, you know, with my experience with Corsair, it's, you know, it's decent. It's really good, you know. And I would say, before you buy one of these, though, make sure you know what kind of processor you have, because believe it or not, just like everything else, everything is proprietary, and they cut these things to a certain type of spec to fit your, you know, your motherboard or whatever the case may be. Unless you have a lot of tools where you can, like, cut and shape things on your own. But, you know, I wouldn't recommend it if you don't know what the hell you're doing. And that one is like a little over $100. I would say wait for a sale, then get it. You know, that's usually what I do. The next one here, this is from EVGA. It's ugly. Looks a little weird and unfinished.
The blades could cut you. There's nothing covering it.
Yeah, it's not like enclosed like the others. This one just looks, you know, there's no price because the link for it does not, from this article, does not work. It's broken. Nope, it's not broken. That one is $139. Two fans and the same cooler, you know, like, you know, and apparently it says it has RGB lighting. So it lights up. Oh, okay. I see what lights up. The thing that covers your processor lights up. So if you, I guess, want to keep your case open or you have some sort of like open case design, then I guess that'll be cool. You can just like show off the company's logo in 4 different colors. I wish you can order this and like put your own, like, you know, gamer tag or your own logo or something on it. That'd be kind of cool, right? But I'm sure that's like what, an extra $50 or something to get that done. But there's 2 more left on our list here. This one I've never heard of. Deep Cool Captain. I've never heard of this. Let me see. Is there like a name for the company that makes this? Game Storm. That sounds similar. Never heard of it. So this one is a twin fan setup. Their thing looks very industrial. Like, it's all black and like, yeah, I got red accents. That means I'm serious. Here's this chrome shit on the side. but what's different about this one? One, this is the cheapest one on the list. Cheapest so far on the list that I see here. And it has hardwire cooling. So people, hardline cooling. So people may not know what that is. You see that red arc that comes out of the cooler itself? That's what you call hardline. That's literally really hard plastic that they connect and then heat and then bend and put it, you know, where it needs to go to carry heat back and forth to like siphon off heat and whatnot. You can actually do this whole thing. If you look up hardline cooling, you'll see like some crazy bending, weird looking, you know, you see water like literally flowing through your system. It might freak you out a bit because it's, you know, we all know water and, you know, components don't really work well together. It's not bad, I guess. This one doesn't have any cool lighting effects, but for $100, you know, it's not bad. And the Kraken, I've heard of the Kraken. I've seen this every single time I go to Micro Center. They have this like up front and center. It's $159. Apparently it's one of the best. It's cool. There is RGB lighting again on the front of the thing. And that's it. Nothing else to really talk about it except for like, yeah, you know, you can do that, all that stuff. And you can buy all this on Amazon, and apparently you can pay like an extra $80 and they come install it for you. So that's cool too, right? You know, if you don't know what the hell you're doing, at least you can have somebody come to your house and tell you what not to do or something.
The Kraken.
And this is not even their most expensive one either. There's like bigger ones with like 6 fans and stuff like that. But that's like if you're building a huge fucking computer, man. You know, so it kind of looks like the Nest thermostat, like where it cools the CPU. It looks a lot like the Nest thermostat in a way.
So in your opinion, which one would you recommend?
I like Corsairs because it's quiet. It's just really quiet, and you know, warranty is really good. It's simple. It's easy to install. It fits most motherboards and stuff like that. The Kraken is really cool. It's really quiet. It's just really expensive, you know, depending on what you're looking for and whatnot. It's not a deep, cool one. The only reason why I would say recommend it is because it has hard, it has hardline tubing. So I think that's a pretty interesting thing if you're looking for to save up some money on that. Because that is the cheapest one on this whole list here.
Yeah, I like that one.
I would say definitely you can probably get it when it's cheaper, you know, around holiday season and stuff like that. So you never knew. Anyway, so that's your rundown for getting some, you know, spending a lot of money this summer to keep your CPU cool. Anyway, moving on to some more tech news here. This is this is tech news. This is more like something that you and I use every day, social media. So apparently their vision for the future of their platforms, it's not so much people being on there, but it's the next journalism platform. Which is interesting because, you know, everybody thinks they're journalists on Facebook or Google or whatever, Google Plus or whatever they keep using and whatnot. You know, there's a whole sea of blogs and vlogs and podcasts and stuff like that, and, you know, that people just post on these platforms or whatnot. But I think it's interesting that Facebook is like, yeah, we're gonna do news in the future, and it's like, but yeah, I'll just, but they're like actively trying to fight fake news right now, and have a really, they're doing a really poor job at it. And then there's the whole, like, you know, Facebook Live, and then, you know, Google has YouTube Live as well, so it's like, I believe the biggest news organization on YouTube right now that I know that's independent is the Young Turks. So they take advantage of that all the time, you know. So, you know, there is that. Whereas Facebook Live and stuff like that is still catching up to what Google can do or even what Twitch can do. So it's interesting. Apparently, this is something they're trying to push forward on, which is, like I said, very surprising. Even when they've both been accused of, like, spreading fake news, you know, like. Cause I think they said the number one platform for dissemination of fake news in the last election was Facebook. You know, which, you know, they that may or may not sway the voters.
But how they get accused of spreading fake news? Aren't we the ones spreading the news on Facebook? It's like, if you put fake news, I'm sharing it. So
right. Yeah.
So I don't understand. I guess
I'm only assuming the reason why they're doing that is because. Or why it was said that is because, you know, they figured, well, they don't, like, people don't control Facebook. So, therefore, Facebook is responsible for it. Because there's no, like, right now, you can report somebody's post, but there is no section that says, hey, this is fake news. Okay. You know? It's like, oh, I don't like this, or this is annoying, or you feel this is hate speech, or you feel this is doesn't belong on Facebook, and then it's almost like when you're calling your cable company to find out, hey, why is my internet slow? So you got to go through the whole call tree, like press 1 for blah blah blah. It's the same way they have it set up, like all the different steps, and it doesn't cover some of the content people share and whatnot, like in a more, like, it's not in plain speak. You can't, like, if someone shared a video of someone being assaulted,
right,
the only response to that is that they're like, they'll give you a couple of responses. You can report the video to Facebook for review, and they will make a decision on it. They don't tell you shit, though. They're most like, sometimes they'll respond to you, be like, hey, we blocked that person, or we took down the post or whatever and put the person in Facebook jail for a couple of days or whatever.
Oh, just like when that guy killed that unarmed man, the homeless guy, they took it down right away.
Right, yeah. So, and there's been a lot of controversy behind that as well, because obviously that's news, right? So the argument Facebook has made in the past was the argument that they made in the past was that there have been videos like that being posted on Facebook and YouTube,
right,
that it doesn't technically violate their terms of service or terms of use. So they're saying, like, as long as you're sharing a video to spread awareness, they'll keep it up there. But if a woman decides to talk about breastfeeding, they'll take her entire profile down. So if they showed like them, if a woman shows her breastfeeding, it's considered against their community policy because you saw a nipple.
So, but if you see a man's nipple, that's
fine. Yeah, I mean, a man can be shirtless, but a woman can't. Even though in many states it's completely legal for a woman to do that, and
I get it for that part. There is because if you ever see pictures all over the net, there's always some woman out there. She makes sure she could be fully naked, but she makes sure her hands are covered in nipple. And below herself, and I'm like, what's the difference? I still see what you're hiding.
It's like, yeah, it's like I remember really walking. Stupid. I remember I would see censorship. Like the woman will be like almost naked, but the nipple is censored. And I'm like, at that point, like it's like you might as well show it. It's like
the last frontier, guys.
I mean, we see men's nipples. And yeah. No, I mean, it's like we see men's nipples. I'd rather see a naked boob than a naked, like,
Yeah, you know. Chest. Like a hairy chest.
Yeah, like a hairy, you know, saggy man boob on TV, you know? Or those shows, like, what are those shows that are on, like, TLC, like My 600-Pound Life? And I'm like, why is it okay to show this on TV, but it's a big deal if a woman shows a nipple? Exactly. Like, I don't want to see this disgusting woman. Sorry.
Yeah. No. I mean, hey, like it's
such like I don't weird... need to see this.
Yeah, like it's a weird thing. I mean, I get why Facebook and Google are trying to like capitalize on like online journalism, because you do have the potential not just to reach your local audience, you can reach a worldwide audience in a single click, you know. But I also feel that when you start doing this sort of thing online, you are open to way more scrutiny than you would originally get before. Because people are lazy when it comes to their scrutiny. Because, you know, back in the past, you had to, like, write a letter and send it in to the person who wrote this editorial. You know what I'm saying? Now, all you got to do is, you know, get online with a fake name and start saying some dumb shit. You know, and it's like, so there is all of that there. And I mean, for the most part, if you hire people that can like monitor and moderate your comments and sections and stuff like that, you do have that power to remove stuff. So it's not like you're just out there naked like a journal, like you're just a naked journalist and you just like, you have no protection whatsoever. You do have some sort of power, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, sure. I mean, would you guys be turning to Facebook and YouTube and like Google for your news, for like your hard hitting news? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it seems like we're turning to Twitter for that. So
I got TV.
I can't trust any news source. So at this point, you know, we need something that will prove that it's 100% reliable. So
yeah, and not race to be the first.
Yeah, like so far, sadly, I think TMZ is like the most accurate news source at this moment. Sadly,
they're everywhere.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. They were like the first ones to report when the lead singer of Linkin Park died.
Died. Yeah. I'm like, how are they getting this shit? What the like?
They're everywhere. I'm telling you, they got the best reporters.
Like, I feel like what they do is they look up all the celebrities in the world and then have this massive follow list. Like, I need you to follow all of these celebrities and let's see what's happening. Like, I just feel like that's how they do that. You know,
They probably do. Yeah. They be like, you take this celebrity, you take this one, you get that one. It's like, they just, cause they're everywhere.
Dan, it's just weird because I can't consider TMZ as a credible news source because they seem more like they're entertainment than a news source. Like when I was in, you know, Atlantic City, I've even seen TMZ-themed slot machines. So it's like, wow. Now they're a credible news source. So
put like this, Alyssa. They're a credible news source just to get gossip on the celebrities. But as far as like, let's just say real world news, like regular people like us, they won't be credible for it because they won't be following us. They just follow celebrities.
Yeah, because that's part of the article that Facebook now, they just unlocked something called public sharing. And apparently this is more for, like, influencers and people who are, like, celebrities to share, like, you know, news directly to their followers instead of, like, the Facebook at large. It will just be in the news, the news feed of your followers only. Which, you know, Facebook is always constantly changing and stuff like that. So I don't know how they plan on doing this, but sure, why not? Let's see more creptacular shit, I guess. So we'll see. Yep. Thanks, Google and Facebook. I guess you got to prove to your people you need to do something with the money, right?
Yep.
Anyway, moving on to some film news here. So, as we know, San Diego Comic-Con is over.
Aww.
There's a bunch of news that came out. The Defenders trailer also, you know, that came out. And there's been a lot of stories, rumors, hatred, feelings around the Defenders trailer. And also the upcoming Defenders show. I think it's what, 8 episodes only
for
that's the first season of it.
Yes, 8 episodes.
And reports are coming in that it's kind of slow. Like the Defenders don't. This might be a potential spoiler. I don't know. But this is what people are reporting, saying that the Defenders don't actually get together as an official team until episode 4. So I'm guessing the first 3 episodes is just reintroducing everybody to these characters, and I guess them getting to know each other
by beating the hell out of each other.
Yeah, so it seems like they're very contentious towards each other. Somehow Luke Cage is out of prison.
I still haven't seen Luke Cage.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry. Now eventually I'll have to binge watch it along with finishing the second season of Daredevil, and I guess eventually watching, Iron Fist.
You can probably skip Iron Fist.
Well, I guess to watch it for completionist sake.
I mean, he's in this one as well, and, you know, along with Daredevil and stuff like that.
I'm Danny Rand. That's what he says the whole movie.
Yeah, a lot of people are, like, really annoyed with his character and stuff like that, and what and how all that went down. So, you know, and apparently Elektra comes back. So we're seeing that in the trailers as well. And Sigourney Weaver is the big bad guy for this season of Defenders.
Interesting.
So, yeah. We'll see how that all works out. And it definitely will be something, I guess. But yeah, like I said, there was a lot of hate for Danny Rand as Iron Fist and stuff like that. It's it's still annoying. From what I understand, like, from the comics I've read of Danny Rand, he doesn't come off as annoying, but, you know.
Yeah, but it's like what from this article, if what they're doing is like what they did in Avengers. How the Hulk movie didn't do well, so that he just have the Hulk as this being in the Avengers, giving him like bigger roles. So now in the Defenders, they said they're gonna focus around Iron Fist's character for the first 3 episodes. He's basically gonna have more stuff to do in the Defenders than anybody else. That way they could build up his character again to get with the fan base.
Okay. Good luck with that. They had a whole season of it to do that, of his own show, and
they know they messed up on the Iron Fist.
Like, they just did none of that, and I was just like, okay, sure. I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see with that. So, you know, check out that show on August 18th, 2017. So that's like in what, 2 weeks? Yep. And it's very binge watchable. It's only 8 episodes, so enjoy. When we shall see. Next up here is real quick, another Netflix related thing. They also announced recently, Netflix is like, we're going 12 anime deep, baby, for next year.
Oh, I guess they're trying to compete with Crunchyroll.
I guess, because here's a funny thing. When Netflix first came out, like, if you still rent, like, you get the disc, their anime list is insane. It's probably more than what Crunchyroll has. Like, and, really? Like, very, yeah, if you were to, like, just rent the disc themselves. Like, hard to get.
Because I'm just saying.
Hard to get anime.
No, because I was going to say, like, how could they actually want to even try to compete with Crunchyroll? Because to me, when you hear about anime, the first thing comes to somebody's mouth, oh, subscribe to Crunchyroll. They got everything. So it's like.
Right, yeah. So, you know, this Crunchyroll, this Funimation, that sort of thing. And I mean, at this point, Crunchyroll, Funimation, those people combine, or Verb, any of those combined, does beat out Netflix library of anime. And they don't really do a good job of announcing these things. They just kind of like, you just open up your Netflix app and then, oh, hey, we see you watch this one anime one time. Would you like to see this one? Most of them are usually dubbed, but you can listen to them in its original form. So maybe that's why it takes a long time for them to get them. And it's because they try to, like, really, you know, switch it up from, you know, really, like, hardcore drama, action, or fantasy, or, like, you know, really funny kid stuff. So I guess they just kind of, like, figure it out and whatnot. But, yeah, they announced 12 that's coming out. Most of them are going to be coming out next year. I think one or two of them are going to come out this year. Like, Be the Beginning, apparently it's an anime about gambling. So, have fun with that, I guess. it's the same people from Ghost in the Shell that is doing this. There's a Sword Guy. From what I understand about that, it's really violent, really messed up, very much like in the vein of, like, you know, Devil May Cry, that sort of thing. Lost Sound. I don't know what that is. Ooh, I tried looking that up, and yeah, it's just called Lost Sound. And I tried looking it up. There's no. It just references a bunch of other music, nothing to do with anime. So I've never heard of it. I don't know what's going on with that. There's another one called Real Kuma series. Apparently, it's based off of some sort of mascot character.
Oh, Rilakkuma is like that, I think that little bear.
A cat, right? Or a bear? Oh, okay. Alright. So I guess that's the children one.
Rilakkuma from Tekken. Kuma means bear.
That's funny. This one is I'm sorry. The next one here in the list is this is a remake or a continuation? I'm not sure. But have you ever seen Saint Sessina?
Saint Seiya? Yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard of Saint Seiya. I never actually saw it, but so this one is like reading the manga.
I think it's new. I'm not sure.
I seen, but Saint Seiya is like an old anime. When I used to watch it. The artwork was old, so I was like,
yeah,
this has to be some continuation.
That's some old school '80s anime, right
there.
Oh
yeah, like I remember seeing it back in the day, but I had no idea it was so long. I had no fucking idea. And it's like, because I tried watching it on Crunchyroll. It is long. I think it's longer than Dragon Ball. And
nothing's and longer than Detective Conan. That's long.
Probably not.
I was going to say Yu Hakusho. I know that one's long.
Because this is long. Like, but, you know, apparently that's also coming out. I'm guessing it's going to be a remake. Or it's probably the old stuff from the 80s. Who knows? Baki. Now, this one is interesting because
martial arts manga.
It never finished.
The series never finished.
No.
Just stop production. Does it?
The manga never finished. The TV show never finished. the creator just like, fuck you, I'm out. I was like, because
it's basically he's like George R. R. Martin, like
yeah,
like I'm not finishing this.
And it was right when it was getting good. It's like it's old school shonen, like, you know, Shonen Jump style, gratuitous muscle. Like the main character is supposedly, if you see what he looks like, if you actually look it up, he's supposed to be around 15, 16 years old, but he looks like a 35-year-old muscle bound man.
Baki.
Right. It's a grappling martial arts show or story, I should say. And it like right when it was getting really good, it just stops. It just stops. And apparently he's supposed to fight demons and all this other shit and whatnot. It's very much in the vein of Street Fighter and stuff like that. And you know, Street Fighter and like, you know, and Dragon Ball and stuff like that with like ridiculous muscle mass and muscle groupings that don't even make any sense. Like that humanly just impossible. Like no one is that muscly. Like his muscles have muscles. That's how muscular this entire show is. Every single character is like really just insane, like just muscled out of their mind. I'm like, how are you not dead? Just from walking around with all that shit.
How old you said he was again?
Baki? I would say late 90s.
No,
the character. I mean the character. He's supposed to be around 15, 16. Oh. I just googled it.
I'm looking at him like Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks insane. He looks crazy insane. So I would encourage everybody to go ahead and just click on that link.
Oh my goodness, that's insane.
Sorry. So the next one here is a Kakeguya or something like that. That one is based around a gambling show. Or gambling. It's a high school that only cares about gambling.
Oh my god.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You make anime out of anything.
Yeah. Listen, I've always told people, if you have a genre that you like, you'll find it in anime. You like funny shit, you'll find it in anime. You like horror, you will find it. You know, like, you want action, you want big robots. They do it all, man. They cover every damn thing. there's a trailer that you can probably watch from that. I watched the trailer. It looks boring as hell. I don't care. Next one here, which is something that's been on Netflix for a while now, is but it hasn't released a new one yet. But it's like an ongoing series. It's called Fates slash, I guess they're trying to say Apocalypse, but it's like Apakia. So this is part of the Fate Zero series. So pretty much how this runs down is it's 14 warriors, 7-7 split up, and these are like warriors from our history, like Gilgamesh, Joan of Arc, famous, you know, warriors who are like, you know, great with the bow and arrow, or famous assassins and stuff like that, or berserkers and stuff like that, that are brought into our modern day world via like magic or whatever to then bond with you, and then you tell them to fight in your behalf for the fate of the world and blah 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 blah. I have seen a few of them. Always the person with the biggest issue in it is Gilgamesh. He's the god king, and they really showcase that a lot. So yeah, that comes out this year actually. So and the last one is called Children of Wales. You can actually find a trailer of this. It's in Japanese. Apparently, it's like a world covered in sand, and they move around on these really huge mobile castles. And everybody has some sort of power. Yeah. So.
Oh my goodness.
That's what's happening. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And apparently, there's going to be a Godzilla movie. Yay. which is, it's an animated film, so we shall see. Apparently, this new one, it's going to be, they say it takes place in the future, and Godzilla has now dominated for 20,000 years. So.
Okay.
And that's happening.
So nobody bested him. He just beat every monster down.
Hey, King of the Monsters, man. King of the Monsters. King of the Monsters. Now on to our last thing here about the controversy of, well, it's becoming a controversy, of the new Deadpool movie. You know, what's a Deadpool movie without somebody complaining about it, right? Because, you know, there must be a think piece written every week about something that's totally irrelevant or whatever the case may be. So Deadpool 2 just announced the first look at, or showed off the first look of Domino. She's a character from Marvel that, from what I understand, hung around with Deadpool for a little while and the X-Force and some other things and whatnot. The way Marvel has depicted Domino in the past is very pale skin with a black eye patch around her left eye. And her powers are more or less, it helps her to defy logic or luck. So, like, probability and stuff like that. And because of that, she's like a well-trained assassin, more or less. And that's pretty much what she does. Like, you know, like Scarlett Johansson's character in, you know, Black Widow, you know, for Black Widow. But instead of just not, doesn't have any powers, you know, she's lucky.
Yeah, I don't know too much about Deadpool. I mean Domino. I don't know why she's, you know, she's supposed to be, like, apparently, like, they say her race is ambiguous, so they don't know if that's her actual skin tone or that's just makeup. And I don't know if that patch over her eye is also part of her skin or makeup. Yeah. But that's why she's called Domino, I guess.
I don't even know either, because quite, like, even and when you go on Marvel, power. Right? Yeah, exactly. When you go on Marvel's site and you look up the character, it says nothing about her origins. It just says, hey, she's this tall, she weighs this much, and this is her power and what she's trained in. And here are the books that she's appeared in. That's
like,
it.
Like, I think it's implied, like, she may be part Hispanic, I think, based on, like, her mother's name, but I forget. Yeah, they don't really say anything. It's just, like, they just created this look for her and said, her name's Domino, so... She's a luck power, so.
Right. So what? They don't say nothing about race or anything. They just say basically, she's Domino.
Yeah, like I'm sure. Like, I'm only going to Marvel's site because, well, they own the character. So, I don't know if Fox, because remember, Deadpool is still under Fox and everything.
Right.
Well, I don't know for sure. If, you know, they're going to take liberties with the character and do whatever they want.
But I'm going to say this. It's a make-believe character. Why are people getting so pissed off about a make-believe character? This has nothing to do with real life. It's like, it's an actor playing a role. That's all it is. Can she do the role good? We don't know. The movie has not come out yet. Give the person a chance. You can't tell me a skin tone is going to depict what a character is going to be like. If you could play the character well, then so be it. If it's a good director, a good script, there you go. It's just, right. That's what I'm saying. It's not something based on factual stuff. It's make-believe.
Yeah, it's, and, you know, the person who's playing her is Zazie Beetz. I don't know if that's her real name, but you can find her on IMDb. She, if you watch Atlanta, she was the girlfriend in that show, and she's been around for a while. She, you know, she's kind of, well, you know, she's fairly new to the acting stuff. Like, she kind of started back in 2015, doing, you know, short stuff, working her way up through, like, miniseries and TV shows and stuff like that. And this is, I believe, one of her, I guess, first major film roles, from what I understand. I mean, I could be wrong. But she's, you know, she's very, very new. She's so she's kind of like, you know, just taking it as she gets it, I guess, when it comes to these roles. And, you know, yes, I will mention she is black. And there's been a lot of, like, racist reactions. Because of how Domino is drawn and written in the comic book, she seems very white presenting, as they would say, you know, as they would call it. But it's like, it doesn't, like I said, even Marvel itself doesn't acknowledge what Domino's ethnicity is. They don't even say it. Like, it's not listed. As far as I understand, it's not listed on their website. So I don't, I could be wrong. Maybe it's listed someplace else. Who knows?
I mean, I guess people are upset because, again, I don't know if Domino in the comic, if that's her actual skin tone or that's makeup, because if that's supposed to be makeup, then people feel like if they're reversing, you know, flipping the, inverting the color scheme, I guess, you know, they're saying, okay, should she be like wearing black, you know, if Domino in the comic has she's covered in white powder with black eye tattoo or something, or black powder over her eye, it's like, okay, is she going to be like covered in black powder with white powder over the eye? And, you know, that, yeah. I don't know.
Exactly. And we have to also remember that Deadpool as a movie, they don't have a lot of money. I think that was the biggest thing. Like when the first one came out, it was like some of the money came out of Homeboy's pocket, Ryan Reynolds, I think. That's his name, right? The guy who plays Deadpool. He pushed really hard for this movie. He really pushed hard for this character and stuff like that. So I'm guessing they had to make some financial decisions and restraints and stuff like that, because if you look at the character of Domino, her entire body is in this white pale skin and then that black thing around it. So we don't know if they just didn't have the makeup artist talent to actually do it well. Maybe they did try it and it didn't look good when they did screen testing. Maybe it looked like crap, you know, because I'm not saying that they can't pull it off. I'm sure they could, but maybe they just don't have the budget to pull it off well. You know what I'm saying? Because even Mystique, she just looks like scales.
That is
when
true.
When you get up close to her, like she's not fully.
No, that is true. What he said is true.
Blue. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. She's not fully straight up blue paint. You know what I'm saying? So her skin makes sense. Like that makes sense because she is a literal chameleon, and like she can, you know, not chameleon, but a shapeshifter. So what would a shapeshifter's skin be like? It wouldn't really look like ours. Oh. You know, it may have to shift in a range and do certain things.
And I was going to say one last thing. It's like, we don't know if this is the director's vision of how he wants his Domino to look like.
Right, exactly. It could be the director's vision. It could be the executive producers. It could be it could be even Zari Beats in her contract that she's not going to do that. You never really know. You know.
Yeah, because case in point, look at, I'm going to use two examples. Michael Bay, how he wanted Bumblebee Transformers. He said, no, my Bumblebee is not going to be the buggy. He's going to be a Camaro. And then you also had the Fantastic Four movie. The guy was like, no, this is my vision. I don't want the Fantastic Four to be these people. I want them to be like this, you know, stepbrother, sister, whatever. How he had them in there. How he had Johnny Storm be black and all that other stuff. So I was like, that was his vision. So that's what we don't know, if that's how this director wants his vision of Domino to look like. With just like a little makeup on, or if they can say in the movie it's a tattoo or a scar. We don't know.
I don't know. But I do know that Rob Liefeld, approved, you know, the actress playing Domino. So if he approves it, since he's the creator, and there we go.
Like, he's fine with it. Like, he's like, yeah. Good, let's go.
They probably realize it's probably, you know, I guess the idea what they're going with is, you know, she's African American, but I guess she has like the white, you know, they inverted it with the white patch over her eye is supposed to be, you know, like that skin condition. What is it called?
Litigido or something.
It's what Michael Jackson had.
I think it was a little guy,
you know. Vitiligo. So I guess that's the idea they're going with. I think it's a cool concept. I think it's more practical than trying to put I don't know if it was a patch or a tattoo over eye in the original comic. So yeah. I don't know either. And again, Rob Liefeld, he even put up a sketch of the actress's Domino. So again, if he's fine with it.
Like, who gives a shit? Like, you know, it's like, okay, cool. You know, one of his creations, you know, is been put in a movie. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to hate on that, I guess. Everybody, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like people just need some reason to complain about something.
Like I mean, I said, the character's race is ambiguous to begin with, so we don't know what she's supposed to be. So it could be, you know.
Anything. Like I don't know, because I'm not a comic book reader. I definitely don't look at, like, I haven't gone and looked for Domino's comic book. I don't even think she has one. I think the character is just like a backup character for other characters. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, we don't really know. But you know what? When the movie comes out on Blu-ray, you can buy it and we'll look at the behind the scenes. And maybe it'll be in the director's cut or something.
Trust me, they'll explain it.
Yeah. So we shall see. Anyway, moving on to some game news. So big news in the gaming industry. The WNBA now has a video game, and you know, I kind of feel like it took you out this long. Okay. but yeah, there's going to be NBA Live 18. And it's, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this like an exclusive WNBA game? Or it's like NBA Live 2018, a mixture of like, oh, you can have
this,
you know, the regular male teams, and then you, if you want, you can play the WNBA league as well.
Okay, this is NBA Live 18, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, it's for the NBA, because when it says NBA Live 18, I mean it's for the NBA. But they also say, but hey, we also have the WNBA teams here too. So
So it's like a DLC.
No, it's not DLC. It's basically it's NBA Live 18, because that's what we recognize it as when we used to play all the NBA games on the consoles. But now there's you know that you can also pick the women NBA teams, because the women NBA teams, they're getting better, and you know they're getting more recognized, in my opinion. Because you know, ever since what's her name, Brittany Griner, I think her name is, she came to that WNBA, she's been like a high profile player, because you know, it was like, dang, she could probably play the regular NBA at the men. But the whole thing was, it's like, this is good recognition, because like no game ever wanted to touch this, and now you know it's coming. So that's a step. So who knows, with the FIFA, we might see some female soccer players get into the FIFA games.
Right.
Only problem I have with this though is like, I'm hoping EA didn't buy out the contracts for all these years, because NBA, because my thing is like this, NBA Live sucks, okay? It compared to the NBA 2K series, which has been destroying the NBA Live game. So hopefully they didn't buy the license for so long for 2K could bring them in, because I think the 2K series would do the WNBA more better than the NBA Live. But I'm not going to knock EA. They were the first ones to jump on it. So, you know, more props to them.
Yeah, we'll see how this shapes up, and how, you know, I mean, it's an EA game, so I'm sure it's going to come out for like $60.
But it's a start. It's a start in the right direction, you know?
It's a pretty cool start. I'm happy that, you know, because I believe at the last set of stats out there, you know, the gaming community is comprised of 50% women now, or probably more now. So, yes. I mean, I think it's a cool... I don't play any of these games, but I think it's cool. I think it's important that this is something that's being done and having that recognition and pushing it out there. And I think it'd be cool for, you know, maybe
young girls. They recognize the men and women's sports, which is cool.
Yeah, like, you know, it'd be cool, like, to see, especially for, like, young girl, young women gamers that would probably, like, well, I would like to see myself being represented in that, in that arena, so...
Yeah, I think it's fine. I don't care about sports either way. Basketball is actually the one sport I'm okay with, but I still don't like to play sport video games. So I don't care either way. But for anybody who likes sports, I think this is a cool thing. So
yeah, I'm with it 100%. It looks like, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out when the game releases. We should probably keep a track of its stats. How it's selling. Our last topic here is Cuphead. Woo! Cuphead. So, if you don't know what Cuphead is, just do a quick Google search and check out all the really amazing looking videos you can find on Cuphead of, you know, gameplay and stills and video and trailers and people losing their minds and just awesomeness. So Cuphead is a 2D scroller, a side scroller, or a shooter, I should say, because you do shoot things through your fingers. And it's described as probably one of the hardest side scrollers to be made to date, apparently. I had the pleasure of viewing people playing this game, a demo of it at E3 last year. I could not get to play the game because I'm not standing on that line. They're saying that this game is going to be coming to Xbox One, Windows 10, and Steam. So, which is next month. Is that right,
yes, Dwayne? Yes, September 29th.
Okay, so end of next month. All right. Just in time to terrify you for the next month of October and to break your controller. What makes this game so damn interesting, besides its difficulty, is just art. Because Alyssa, she's an artist. And it's like, you know, I'm sure she can appreciate this sort of art style and stuff like that. I don't even, well, do you appreciate this type of art style? Because it's, you know, it's
Old school. I love this type of art style. I love all types of art styles. I'm a huge fan of, like, old school Disney animation and Fleischer, you know, style animation, which, if nobody knows who Fleischer Studios are, they're the studio that made Popeye the Sailor Man and Felix the Cat and Betty Boop, all these old 1930s, 20s and 30s old school cartoons. So I'm pretty hyped because I love traditional animation. I love the fact that it looks just like you're playing a cartoon. Like, it looks a lot like the old Disney Silly Symphonies cartoons, like the one with the trees. It looks like they took a lot of inspiration from that, if you haven't seen the cartoon, but it looks a lot like that, and it's probably the only reason why the only reason I would get an Xbox One. So I'm kind of disappointed that it's only exclusive to Xbox and Windows.
No, like, I would love to play this. It's going to be on Steam as well. So I believe you have Steam for Mac, right?
Nobody knows that. Nobody knows I have a Mac. Well, now they know. The secret's out. The secret's Sorry, out. Sorry, everybody.
I mean, you're an artist, so, you know.
That's all
right. But, the game itself, like, it's... It's been kind of like, I don't want to call it production hell, like the last, 2 years now since its announcement. It's been delayed and pushed back and taken a while. It is a side-scroller shooter, and also it seems like you can do co-op and everything.
Two-player
co-op. And it looks just, like I said, it's a gorgeous-looking game. It's hand-drawn, so... That's rare for video games today, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you this. I appreciate them doing the delays because I'd rather them release a game that I could play instead of releasing a game that you can't, that's horrible to play, you know? So wherever they find before they release it, and they say we got delayed because of such, I'd rather them do that.
Yeah, like I'm cool with, like, it. Even when, like, I'm looking at some, like... Polygon was able to get their hands on like a 6-minute demo of the game, and even like how you traverse the map looks, it's hand drawn and it's like a top down isometric look. It's beautiful. They even have the little film scratches on it, and how the camera just goes out of focus out of nowhere sometimes. So there's all these little really cool. Weird looking, you know. I mean, but it looks really nice and crisp, and it is running at 60 frames per second. So, it's not as old school as some would believe it is. But you know, I'm sure there's a lot of really cool technology running behind this game to have it, you know, to make it look at the way it does. And I can see why they're taking so long, because it seemed like they're really trying their best to recreate that look and feel. of that sort of thing. And it seems to have some RPG elements as well, where you get, like, you know, power-ups and stuff like that. So it's definitely a full-fledged game. So
it's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah. And like I said, if you, all you have to do is just type in Cuphead gameplay on YouTube, you can see. I'm looking at the list here. There's like 50-minute gameplay stuff. There's little breakdowns of it, and then all this other stuff. And then, you know,
but
and like I said,
I was gonna say this. The reason why it's probably so hard because it's probably for old school gamers. Because you remember, like, back in the days when games were made, there was no checkpoints. There was no. It was like,
right.
Yeah. It's like DuckTales game.
I don't think there's any in this one.
Yeah. You remember the DuckTales games? Like, when you die, you just go all the way back to the beginning. It's like, there's no checkpoints. Yeah. So, that's what it is.
So it's like, we shall see how this works out. And like I said, check out the gameplay. It looks pretty cool. And there's definitely more than what meets the eye. You know, like, it looks like there's, like, all these different power-ups you can get, like I was saying. And so you can, really have a little bit of fun going on there.
What's that? Woody Woodpecker, one of those pictures. One of those pictures, got Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, well, yeah. It definitely.
You see it, right? Like the third picture.
Yeah.
It's that Woody Woodpecker, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it definitely has that type of look and stuff like that. But I guess that's just how birds were drawn back then. They all look like Woody Woodpecker.
It looks like they did a lot of research and studied a lot of old cartoons, which I think is cool. I really love that. That age of animation. That's like the golden age.
Yeah. This looks like an indie game, but in my opinion, this is going to be like one of those triple A titles that comes to the Xbox. So that's why they really have to take their time, make sure. Because you see what happened to, what was that game? Scalebound. That's supposed to be a triple A game coming to Xbox One.
I'm hurt by that.
Yeah. and it got canceled. They canceled it. So it's like, They letting people know, even though you're exclusive or your triple A title, if it's not up to par and people not really feeling it, you're not gonna come out. We're gonna cancel your game. So this is what, so you know they're making sure they stuff's together. Like I said, I appreciate it.
Yeah, but like I'm looking at the game here, and this game is hard. And it looks like it just messes with you. Yeah, if you check out the polygon one, check that out. It's something to behold. But anyway, we are at the end of our show. Definitely check us out on GameRebellion.com. You know, you also find us on PonderingNerds.com as well, which will be changed very soon to a new URL. That URL is going away, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, but to something else that's coming down the pipe. And you still find everything you need to find there anyway. So, you know, but like I said, check us out, GameRebellion.com, PonderNerds.com. You can find us on Facebook and YouTube. There's going to be more YouTube content coming soon. Also, you know, you can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music Play. On iTunes now, you can find the video version of our old, like, of our show, but like the old episodes we had, because we haven't put anything up new there just yet. But you shall see some cool new stuff. All right. So until next time, guys, we appreciate you for listening. Bye for now.
All right, later.
Bye, guys. Bye.